Hello, welcome back to HWRadio.com, and I am pissed this morning, and I'm mad because, you know, I'm doing the yards and stuff now. I was tired. I'm normally doing tech work, but I knew for some reason that Teofimo Lopez was going to beat Lomachenko. The way they was making it sound, it wasn't like that. This was a very close and a very good fight. Lopez had 7 rounds. Lomachenko had 5. I don't know what they seen in the 7th round that I didn't see. But Teofimo had that round. Now, Lomachenko took everything after 8. And then that 12th round is what sealed the deal. Because it could have been 6-6. A draw. And shouts out to Timothy Bradley because, you know, he calls fights like I call a fight. Like, some of these commentators, they only try to give and make excuses for the star of the fight when you really should be fair and non-biased when you calling a fight, because both of the people worked hard for this. So, I mean, if they doing good, man, give the man his prop. And that's what Timothy Bradley was doing. But one thing I want to know and I would like to see is a rematch. And we will have to pay for this rematch. But I do believe that if Lopez, I mean, both of them can learn from this. Both of them can learn from this because you do have nervousness, a little jitters, your very first big major fight. And he stood up to that moment. The only thing that I see that could take him back a step was his win. He wasn't in tip-top shape. So you could tell he was dependent on knocking him out with his power more than anything because he wasn't that much in shape. But I do believe if Teofimo hits that gym like he's LeBron James in boxing today and go and train, I do believe that he can turn that weakness, which Lomachenko is for sure to attack the next fight. And another thing he would need to work on is body shots earlier when you have more strength in your shot. And Lomachenko, what he would have to work on to pull off a rematch victory is he would definitely have to work on starting off earlier. But with the starting off earlier and doing what he's doing, and he's also in a dangerous position because he was only able to do that because, you know, when you got less wind, there's less pop on your punches. But all in all, I'm mad. It was $340 for $100 for Teofimo Lopez, and I was going to put the dang on house on it. I'm trying to tell you, man, I was going down there. I was going to place a big bet. They was probably going to look at me like, he must know something we don't know. And I did. I'm mad because my buddy, I tried to call him. He was right next door to the winner's circle. So, nigga, when you hear this, just know, nigga, I'm mad at you. But not anymore because, you know, can't cry over spoiled milk forever or spilt milk. But that's going to be the show, man. We got a new champion, Teofimo Lopez, and it's another one that I called, but I didn't call it with y'all, but I definitely could show y'all the call log and the text messages where I was trying to get this bet through. But that's going to be it, and I'm out.